Over the years, the Environmental Protection Agency has made new regulations for how to build and manage landfills. In Wyoming, it's led to changes to how landfills are used, discussions about how long they will last, and the consideration of how much building new ones will cost. In Sheridan, the city is testing a program that hopes to extend the life of its landfill by decreasing the amount that's thrown away in the first place. Wyoming Public Radio's Catherine Wheeler reports.
It's a fall morning in Sheridan. Orange and yellow leaves are blowing around the streets. The sun is shining, and there's a little chill in the air. And I'm out collecting garbage. Solid waste operator Tony Trangmo is taking me in his truck as he goes through his normal Friday collection route. He's driving through skinny alleys, and his truck is picking up giant trash cans with a mechanical arm and dumping the contents into the truck to be smashed and hauled away to the landfill. This is like any other trash collection route in Sheridan, but that's changing soon. Starting on November 1st, Sheridan will begin a pilot pay-as-you-throw program to see if it can improve its waste diversion. This neighborhood will be a part of that study.
Pay-as-you-throw is metered trash collection, and it just treats that utility like all the others. So the more trash you throw away, the more you pay. The less you throw away, the less you pay.
That's Sheridan City Councilman Jacob Martin. He proposed the idea to the city council. The goal of the study is to see if residents start recycling more and lower the amount they put in the garbage. Throwing away less means residents can save money on their solid waste bill. Martin says he's always been interested in sustainability and thought a pay-as-you-throw program would help Sheridan become more environmentally friendly.
It fit really well because we already had a lot of the pieces in place that makes the program effective. So one of those is curbside recycling. We already have that. We have a great team at the landfill, and the recycling center needs some capital improvements, but overall, it's really well ran.
Sheridan Utilities Director Dan Roberts says they designed the program to be structured by the size of trash can. For the pilot program, residents will have three options to choose from.
A 35-gallon container, a 65-gallon container, and then the 95-gallon container. And the 95, by comparison, is the standard cart, we call them, cart size. And so people could have a choice to stay with the standard cart size, or they could reduce to one of those other two smaller ones.
Robert says the idea is that smaller cans will cost less and save residents money. The pilot area includes 729 households in the southwest part of Sheridan that covers a range of demographics. A little more than 20% of homes are opting for the smallest containers. Another 23% are choosing the medium size. The rest, including the people who haven't responded, will get the standard 95-gallon container. Solid waste operator Trangmo says one issue he hopes the program resolves is people abusing the system and putting yard waste and other items into trash cans that don't belong in the landfill. He says the pilot program will benefit those who take advantage of green waste dumpsters and other solid waste and recycling programs. Sheridan resident Joe Mentock lives in the pilot study area. He says he's excited for the program to start and thinks it will help promote recycling in town.
Overall, yes, I'm for it. We're going to go to the mid-size, and that will be our responsibility.
But a point of concern is the program's cost. If pay-as-you-throw was approved, it would take years to fully roll out all over town. The city would have to buy new trash cans for residents. The recycling center would need improvements to handle the potential increase in recycling. The long-term goal of the program is to lower the amount of trash sent to the landfill. The city is projecting it would cost around $280,000 over 5 years annually to seriously increase Sheridan's waste diversion numbers overall. But that calculation accounts for instituting pay-as-you-throw and other improvements. Councilman Aaron Linden says he was skeptical of the program at first, primarily because of the cost. But then he realized expanding the landfill costs even more.
If we could extend the life of that for 10 years, I mean, that saves us more than what we're going to put into it in the first 5 years.
For the past several weeks, the city has been collecting baseline data to see what people are throwing away in the pilot area. Eventually, they'll use that data to see if there's been waste diversion. So far, they've learned that 7% of waste going to the landfill is recyclable, and they'd like to see that number go down. Lyndon says it's hard to gauge right now how and how much a pay-as-you-throw program would benefit the city, and that they'll have to wait and see how the data and projected costs would shake out. The program begins in November and will run for 6 months. Robert says his department will crunch those numbers and report back to the city council at the end of the pilot study. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Catherine Wheeler in Sheridan.